3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Yada-da-da-da-da. Overnight in Colorado, then the boys leave town. Brian Campbell joins us, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
All right. You anxious to get the playoffs started?
Yeah, but we got to finish these games. We got to play better than we did last night, obviously. So, a couple big games here this weekend. So, I'm looking forward to the next game against Anaheim. It should be pretty intense and fun to play.
I could be slightly off on the stats, Dave, from last night, but the Avs have had a bad year. But last night they outshot the Hawks 411-10.
It was 51-27.
Oh, well, it felt like that. I'm sure it felt worse on the ice because, Brian, I don't know if you know, you played in the game.
Yeah, I do know that, but I appreciate you bringing that up. you know what? We were just sloppy in a lot of areas. So, you know, that's why I said tomorrow night, Anaheim, I think it's they're a really good team, and it's going to be, you never know if in the playoffs what happens if you see them down the road. So we want to come out with a big effort.
Sure, you want to win these last two, have it going in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. Get on that high note going into the playoffs.
Well, I appreciate you getting up for this. You sound like you got a little bit of a cold. Is that just an allergy to Denver?
No, a little like nasal drip kind of thing. Like really stuffy here for some reason. I don't know.
Altitude, right? Probably altitude. True. Yeah. You're at a mile. All right. So everybody's healthy. Darling's healthy. It's just two to go, and then we figure out who we're going to play. And now it's still, Dave, if I'm right, it still looks like Nashville.
Well, it's very close. I mean, you have St. Louis holding that third place in the division, but they're one point ahead of Nashville.
Ah.
And Nashville lost in overtime last night, so they picked up a point, and they're tied with Calgary, although I think Calgary has the advantage there. So, I mean, it's a very close race, and it's probably going to go down to the last game of the year in terms of determining who that opponent is going to be.
Yeah, I don't care who it is. Soup doesn't care who it is. Let's just get it going. Trying to make you feel better when I take a stand like that, Soup?
Do you want me to? Yeah. Well, you know what? For us, it doesn't. We have no control on who we play. So whoever we play, we play. So I think it's obviously those are the teams that you're looking at that you could possibly be playing.
The Blues are just big and mean. So it'd be
they've played well. I mean, they've been playing very well lately.
Be good for the Blues to have it. You know, anytime you have a chance to knock the Blues out and ruin their year, that's fun. And you just work your way through one at a time. So is it the longest playoff season in sports?
That's a good question. I think it's...
You got to win 16 games,
it is,
right?
Because they're all best of seven series.
Yeah, and you got to win 16 games.
Yeah.
It's a long haul.
Hey, Brian, do you guys still get on into the playoff video game wars? I know Kaner and Taves were into that Mario Kart that was like a big...
Yeah.
You guys are all still into that?
Not during the regular season, but I think they have kind of like a lounge set up in the playoffs for us on the road, so we have some place to kind of go to, because you're not really going to be walking around outside or doing anything. So
they've changed it up this year. It's solitaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's roulette.
Real exciting.
Rick Gowron from Chicago sent in the question, the MB Financial Bank question. And a question for you, Brian, is what is the half circle in front of the penalty box?
That half circle in front of the penalty box is for the refs to go to. So if they're discussing like a penalty or whatever, you as a player or the captain, let's say Jonathan, he can't enter that circle while they are discussing.
Ah, so they can have their little private zone.
Correct. So you're not supposed to go into that during that time.
What if you were wearing a disguise? It's not
you
bad enough.
Then, yeah.
Not bad enough. He gets up early and he's got post nasal drip. He's got to deal with me being a smartass. Brian, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And go finish these last two off, and you'll feel better about starting next week.
For sure. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for getting up. See you, buddy. That's Brian Campbell.